Okay, here we go. I mentioned that in the aftermath of running an experiment, you can save a lot of time when you know how little helpers in Z-Tree work. So let's have a look at them. So this is Z-Tree. It just ran our public good game. This is why I needed a little break to show you this. Now, the outcome of our little game is, of course, and you do, now let me do this following. So here we go. Now you see my screen. Okay, so this is the outcome of our experiment. We have this here. It asks us whether we really want to open that. Yeah, so this is how it looks. One group with four players over two periods they played here in this example. Then you have this global stuff. Then here the subjects, contracts. So we have to clean all that here, or you want to keep that. And, it's always, yeah, there's too much information here. On the other hand, what people have wrote down in the questionnaire is this here. So we had these four people, their gender, their age. And actually, what I would like to have when I analyze the data, I would like to have every period that information here. And so the one working hypothesis could be that older people contribute a lot in the first periods. That could be one exercise that you want to run. Now, you can do that by hand. Have a lot of fun with 12 sessions and 20 periods that they play, or 50. Or you can do the whole stuff with Z-Tree. Because in Z-Tree, there is under tools a nice thing called separate tables and join subject files. Please do me a favor. This only works if you have not changed the name here. They must be identical and nothing has to be changed inside. Yeah, so otherwise you're in trouble. So take them as they are and then you can play around with them here. So subjects, separate tables is exactly this thing here. I double click on that. Shabam. And hopefully there are all the tables there are embedded. Yeah, remember we had this almost empty globals table. It asks us whether we really want to open that. Yes, we want to. So we have two periods. That is not so interesting. The real interest is here, the subjects table. Yes, I really want to open that. And here it comes in a nice form. First period, then second period, and then whatever you want to. But this is not all. And we can also assign the input of that subject table to this Excel file by saying join the subject file. I go down to this thing here. Shum. And here it is. That's our subject table plus the results. Yeah, really want to open that, plus the results of the questionnaire. See that here in every period. Yeah, very handy. Don't waste your time. Very important to know that. Oh no, I'd like to stop that. So this was it. At the end of the day, it's when you never ever programmed before, this is a challenge to start with ZTree. But it was also quite a challenge to learn riding a bike. And as soon as you have finished your very first little exercise, meaning that you could ride your bike till the end of the street, stop there. I crashed into the garden of the neighbor, of course. But at least I made it to the end. And then you cycled back. And then you cycled back and forth. It's not a miracle, yeah? So it takes a bit of passion, but it's not a miracle at all. So I wish you all the best for your research. And I hope you had you could learn something on ZTree. Bye-bye.